Battery Supply.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. We're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I have a new guest on the line right now, Sean Hyman. Sean is involved with an organization, a very, very large organization called the Sovereign Society. He is, I guess I have to say, the guru in charge of currency trading. Is that right, Sean?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what you do, and then I've got some specific questions for you on what's going on in currencies around the world right now. What types of services do you offer to your subscribers?
Somebody can go to worldcurrencywatch.com, and they'll see the newsletters that we run there. But we basically run a currency trading newsletter called the Currency Cross Trader. And it's where our paying subscribers around the world get exact recommendations on where we feel currencies are going. So we'll tell them where to buy, sell, place stops, and that sort of thing, even how much to potentially invest in the currencies. And we do that based off of fundamental factors and technical charting aspects as well.
Now, you've got the Sovereign Society is a pretty large team of individuals. It's actually more than just yourself. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you guys are headquartered in Delray Beach, Florida, and then I would have to assume that that experts like yourself are located kind of all around the world. Is that right?
We are. Yeah, we've got experts and people with pockets of influence all around the world that we use. Absolutely.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about currencies, and because I know I can learn something from you on that one. Now, let's start out right now with the current situation with the U.S. dollar. You know, we're on the index. We're below 80. We're waffling around 77 or thereabouts. There's been talk about perhaps the U.S. dollar strengthening because the administration is going to basically be forced to raise interest rates, et cetera. In your view, is the U.S. dollar going to strengthen, or do you think it's probably maybe seen its best days already? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think I could safely say both, but here's the deal. In the near term, I think that you will see the dollar rally, and a lot of that is not so much because of dollar bullishness, but because of how things are so bad in the Eurozone right now and many other places. Mm-hmm. Also, with a lot of the uproar that's happening in Egypt and other places, tends to be supportive of the dollar in those crises and fearful times. So in the near term, a month or two or three, I could see the dollar getting a good sized bounce earlier on in 2011. But later on in 2011, especially the latter half, I expect the dollar to take a huge plunge and possibly take out fresh lows on the U.S. dollar index, if not by the end of the year, the following 6 months. So I think the overall trajectory is downward, but we'll have a bear market bounce in the interim.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I am not very optimistic in terms of, you know, the long-term prognosis on the U.S. dollar. And one of the reasons I'm saying that, and I'd like to get your views on this, but the Chinese are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I mean, there's the understatement of the decade right there.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chinese government, President Hu, basically, when he was over here a couple weeks ago visiting with President Obama, basically came out and said, you know, the U.S. currency as the currency of last resort on an international level is basically something that, in his mind and his advisor's mind, really didn't make any sense anymore. And you're seeing more and more countries now getting away from the U.S. dollar as, you know, the ultimate currency, mainland China being one of them, Russia being another one, you know, some of the Middle Eastern countries. I mean, I think that trend is starting to escalate, actually. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I do on several reasons. One, because of the strength of China and its yuan getting more widely used. They're already, you know, the second biggest economy out there in the world already, and more countries are signing on to directly use their yuan and totally divert away from the U.S. dollar in their trade and dealings. But the other is because the our debt used to be in billions, and now it's, you know, with a T, it's in trillions.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, you know, the trend of that is heading worse and not better. And so at some point, you're going to have people jumping ship. And, you know, the third reason is because of all the money printing of the Fed and it driving up inflation, not just in the U.S., but globally.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to continue to make the price of commodities and food inflation head higher. And since those things are denominated in dollars, it's going to long-term bring the dollar down.
You know, I think you're 100% right, and I really hate to say that, but I really can't disagree. Another interesting thought that I have is that Chinese are talking about having an international currency that's asset-based. Now, with the fact that China is the world's largest gold producer, with the fact that China for the last few years has been recommending to the Chinese government, I should say, has been recommending to its citizens that they save and utilizing gold as the medium of savings, etc. I find that to be really interesting as it relates to the recent comment, both by actually China and the French, that perhaps an asset-based currency, very possibly that asset being gold, is something that they feel is should happen imminently. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm not sure if a gold standard will reemerge or it be primarily used as a currency, but I do think that with everything else really being a fiat currency, I think that it's a smart thing to hold gold personally just because of that. And then when you have the money printing that you do, the inflation that you do, that's all just supportive of gold. So I'm still big time bullish on gold as an asset. I think the yuan will take a bigger presence, and there could even become a lot more Asian countries either use the yuan or peg to the yuan or do more business in the yuan, any one of those, and that's going to continue to grow its influence and diminish the influence of the dollar. But I think the yuan will grow bigger and bigger, and its influence possibly one day could become the world's reserve currency. Probably not in the next few years, but possibly in our lifetime.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all, Sean. Sean, what are you telling your subscribers to do right now in terms of a balanced portfolio, kind of centering around world currencies? What are you telling folks to do right now?
Yeah, we hold a long-term dollar bearish view, and so these balances are good opportunities to exit the dollar and get into other more fundamentally sound currencies. So some of those being the Singapore dollar, the Australian dollar, New Zealand dollar, Brazil's real, and those even Chinese yuan, because it's becoming more accessible as well. So a lot of focus on more solid Asian currencies in that's really helping things over in that part of the world as really the balance of power shifts from the West to the East again.
Yeah. Interesting times. You know, I have to tell you, I probably have a few years on you, although I'm not really sure, but I have to tell you, in my wildest dreams, I've been involved in this industry for just a shade over 30 years now, and I have to tell you, I never thought I would see economic conditions like this. You know, I mean, things were kind of scary back in the late 70s. You know, with the inflation, the just rampant inflation, et cetera, but what we're seeing right now, in my opinion, at least in the United States, is we're seeing a real breakdown in some of the fundamentals that are holding this economy together. You think I'm nuts?
No, actually, I think you're spot on, and I wish I could say otherwise. I mean, as an American, I wish I could believe in our currency, but, I mean, you can still be a red-blooded American, wave your red, white, and blue flag, and still have sense enough to see when something's not going right. And so I don't think it's unpatriotic. I just think it's, fundamentally sound view to look elsewhere outside the dollar. It's just unfortunately not what it should be. We keep making the wrong policies, the wrong decisions. We keep sticking Band-Aids on things instead of, permanent solutions.
Right.
And as long as we keep printing money, watering down the value of the U.S. dollar and exporting inflation to the rest of the world, it's just going to be a detriment to our currency long term.
I agree 1,000%. Listen, something I want to stress to you folks listening in right now is we have, if you simply click on Sean's picture on the website there, you will be directed to his website, and that way you can get all of the information that you want about Sean Hyman and what he does in terms of his work with the Sovereign Society. Sean, thank you so much, my friend.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you have to admit, Sean Hyman's a pretty interesting guy, and I think that his views on currency situation is around the world, in my opinion, they're spot on, but you can probably tell that by the way that my questions were going and the agreement that I had for virtually everything that Sean said. Hey, we got another Sean with us right now, Sean Broderick, old friend of mine. He's involved with Weiss Research. Sean and I have had the privilege of traveling to various mine sites, et cetera, around the world together. We've been in South America. We've been in Mexico. Just kind of had a good time. This guy really, really has, in my opinion, a very, very good focus on the gold market, the things that drive the gold market, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, Sean and I were talking a little bit off the air about the impact of the situation in Egypt and actually how that, let's not just say Egypt, but let's say the Middle East in general, how what's going on over there could have a major, major impact on the price of gold. And Sean brought something up that I'm not seeing in the conventional press, and that is food shortages and food costs that are going on over there. Sean, elaborate, would you?
Well, sure. One thing that people, or I should say most people, do not understand is Egypt is the world's largest wheat importer. And
yeah,
they were hammered hard when the Russian wheat basket really caught on fire. Their food prices went up very high, and most of the people over there have, subsidized food anyway, but the government was actually speaking about maybe cutting the food subsidies. That made a lot of people extremely nervous.
Sure.
And so that, fed or else you could say that fueled the riots. There are other much more important reasons for why people were so unhappy with the government. But
yeah,
when they got so nervous about their food,
yep,
then they really took to the streets. How this has an impact on the whole area is that there are other nations in the Middle East that also have food insecurity. Iran is one of them. And so I think that this should make a lot of people very nervous. What happened in Egypt doesn't really affect the price of oil, especially because they really protect a pipeline that runs along the Suez Canal.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we see this continue to spread, it was first in Algeria, then Egypt, then Yemen. We are seeing riots over there now. If it continues to spread around the Middle East, then food insecurity could turn into fuel insecurity because it'll really affect the rest of us.
I want to take this thing one step farther. Now, I agree with you completely on what's going on around the world in terms of food prices. You know, and I'll tell you, when people are hungry, the next emotion is fear, and the next emotion is anger, and that plays itself out in very, very oftentimes dangerous ways, you know, as it is doing right now in Egypt. But I have a question for you, and I want to say I know you're not an expert on what's going on in the Middle East, but you're a very intuitive guy, and you're a very well-informed guy. So let me ask you this. You know, the Israeli government basically has come, they're on record right now as saying they really don't approve of the way that President Obama is handling the situation over there. They feel that potentially the same thing could happen in Egypt that happened in Iran when the Shah was deposed. Interestingly enough, kind of with the complicity of the United States, for lack of better terms, but the Israelis are feeling that with the wrong type of election, okay, if the conservative Muslim folks got into power, that could really, really throw a monkey wrench in what's going on over there. Agree or disagree?
Well, it seems like many monkey wrenches have already been thrown into what's going on over there. And as you said, I am not a Middle East expert. I don't even pretend to be one.
Yeah.
One thing that I would caution against is trying to pick sides in this. We can't come out on the wrong side. Whoever wins, we want to be on their side. And
right.
So if, say, we have a really popular rebellion that swells up and we try and stand against that, then we're seen as the bad guys. I know that Israel and Egypt have a very complicated relationship, but also they've had peace for quite a long time. They have a very intricate relationship. They
Correct.
Actually depend on each other a lot now. And so I think that if the people who come to power or who hold on to power in Egypt at the end of the day, if they have any common sense, they aren't going to do anything to ruin the relationship with Israel, especially because both countries depend on the U.S. for a lot of money. We do have that control over Egypt in that we send them money every single month. I think that I wouldn't worry about that so much just so long as we end up on the right side, whoever wins. If it is a really final, if it's really fundamentalist, a government will cross that bridge when we come to it. But even though it's called the Muslim Brotherhood, apparently they aren't as extreme as, say, the people in Iran are. But that's not the only problem. Jordan is also having instability. That's
right.
Also bordering Israel. So there's more than one, like, brush fire out there to keep your eyes on. So I can see why the people in Israel would be nervous, but I think picking the wrong side at this point and, like, trying to prop up someone who is not going to make it could be a really bad mistake longer term.
I agree 100%. Okay. Now, in your mind, what is the potential impact of all of this on the price of gold?
Well, here's the thing. If we see another country destabilize in the Middle East, I really think you can see gold go through the roof. Now, I should just mention, by the way, I've been putting my subscribers into positions in gold and silver this week because I think both metals hit a very significant bottom. And so I've just been putting them in some positions because I think it might not go higher immediately, but at least the bottom is in, so it's not going to go much lower. But you are seeing this fear build into the market. We have heard these reports that, you know, as the strong man in, like, Algeria leaves, he takes tons of gold out of the central bank with him and, like, stuff like that. He's not going to be the only one who wants to get his hands on gold if things turn south. A lot of people are. And I just think that's, you know, fuel for higher gold prices if we have more instability in that region. The people in the Middle East culturally like gold a lot. They really depend on it in times of trouble. And so just the fear of something else happening could push gold prices higher.
Well, you've got that enthusiasm for gold not only in the Middle East, but you certainly have that enthusiasm for gold coming out of mainland China right now, which I think is really interesting. I would have to agree with you. My gut level feeling is I think you've seen a bit of a turn in the precious metals, specifically the gold market right now, although gold and silver really go hand in hand. But I think you have seen a bottom. I really do. And I think that the next leg upward perhaps could be very, very interesting. You know, I'm going to be chatting with Brian London here in a couple of segments from Jefferson Companies and the New Orleans Gold Show. And I know that he actually has some very, very interesting thoughts on that, you know, as we all do. But I personally am very, very comfortable in the gold arena. Gold closed, we're recording this on Thursday, and gold closed today up almost $15 an ounce. Silver did also very, very well. Silver closed today up about 36 cents an ounce. So I like what's going on. Sean, I'm going to put a banner on our website to how folks can get hold of you. You've got some great newsletters. You're a very intuitive guy. Thanks for being on the show, buddy. Big Al is going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You got to admit, Sean Broderick is a pretty interesting guy. It was interesting to get his take on what's going on in the Middle East, and we're going to continue with that same train of thought in this next segment. I'm chatting right now with Rob Gray. Rob is Canadian, number one, and so it'll be interesting to get a perspective on what's happening in the Middle East from somebody outside the United States. Rob is also the vice president of two companies that are sponsors on our site, Extore Gold and Exeter Resources. Talked about them in the past. That's not the purpose of this particular segment. What we're talking about right now is Rob's perspective, number one, as a very, very intelligent younger person, for lack of better terms, and number two, looking at the situation over there from the perspective of a Canadian. Rob, thanks so much for joining me, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Al. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're thinking that what's going on in the Middle East, this may be just the tip of the iceberg. Is that correct?
I do. I mean, you saw what happened in Tunisia a few weeks ago and how it spread, and it spread in other parts of the Mideast. Out of all the places, you wouldn't think it would happen in Egypt because of the stronghold there.
Yeah.
So it's been really interesting to watch and sit back and watch the news. And obviously in the last day and a half, it's changed quite dramatically in that part of the world.
Boy, it's changed very dramatically. And as you brought out, it could just be getting, you know, this could be just kind of the kindling compared to the bonfire that could be right around the corner. You know, the thing that bothers me, and again, this is from a U.S. perspective, but the thing that bothers me is I have to totally reverse the position that I came out with earlier in the week on a daily editorial when I said that, you know, I think that the Middle East, and specifically the situation in Egypt, is simply going to, you know, continue to a conclusion that may very well be positive for the country. After continuing to watch this situation very, very closely for the last 2 or 3 days, I got to tell you, I think the possibility of something bad from a U.S. perspective anyway, and certainly from an Israeli perspective of happening over there, the odds of that happening in my mind, Rob, are getting bigger and bigger each and every minute.
I think that's sort of the wild card. What's going to happen? I mean, Israel has been relatively quiet. They haven't
really rock the boat. I know they were speaking with the German chancellor the other day, and you could see on the TV he really didn't want to talk much about it. Obviously, they must be concerned. The whole region is interesting. There's more dynamics going. I mean, looking at, are you going to have some fundamentalists come into the country? All these, they're, you know, when you have question marks, you don't know where things are going to go. And right now, we don't know. And things are so fluid. It's an hour by hour. I mean, if you had told me a couple of days ago that the Western media that's been on both sides, they're talking about both sides on this issue, basically get beat up for a better word. And they're trying to give both sides. And they were trying to tell the other side, but it didn't matter. The mob mentality took. There's no one really, I mean, the army is sort of staying neutral, it looks like. They're not really backing one side. They're not getting in the middle if there's a fight. And the police aren't around. And maybe, you know, reading the paper here this morning and the news here in Canada, maybe the police are part of this mob. I don't know. Obviously, we don't know that.
You know, it's somebody made a comment. I guess it was Shaw. I can't remember who made the comment earlier in the show that the one thing about the Muslim Brotherhood, who very well could win the majority, you know, could win a majority position if, in fact, elections were held right around the corner. But they were saying that they're not a particularly radical organization. But I got to tell you, I'm not sure I agree with that. And I'm certainly not demeaning, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood or certainly, you know, the Muslim faith or anything. I'm not demeaning that at all. But you do have some people who are very, very active radicals. And typically, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And, boy, if the radical people get into power over there, and I'm not suggesting that that could happen, but it is a possibility, okay?
Sure.
If that happens, whoa, Katie Arnold.
Well, you've got a very fluid situation then. Obviously, the Egypt is not something anybody expected. If you'd said that 6-8 weeks ago, no one would have said that. You know, they are an ally to the West. I'm worried. I'm surprised that there hasn't been more death over there. You haven't seen it, but maybe this is the start in the last few days. But, I mean, you're seeing the King of Jordan coming out and looking like he's changing his parliament. You're seeing that in other parts. So they're obviously worried. When you start seeing that, they don't want that issue that they're seeing in other countries in the Mideast to happen. And, you know, some reports say, hey, this is going to happen no matter what. Some don't. Obviously, I don't think anybody really knows. It's just going to, it could be tomorrow. It could be in Jordan. And that's another issue. I mean, Egypt's an issue. Jordan's is a very strong ally of North America. And I don't know where it's going to end up, but I'll tell you, it's a little nerve-wracking. I'm doing a lot of research on this and trying to keep up to it at night. I'm watching all the different media you can at night.
Yeah, well, you have to do that. I think anyone who doesn't stay informed on this particular situation is nuts, and I think that this is probably one of the most important events that's happened in the Middle East. I would say let's discount Iran or Iraq just for a second, because I think that's a real anomaly. But,
yep.
You know, let's go back to when the Shah was in power in Iran. And, you know, in fact, the U.S. was somewhat complicit in him leaving office, for lack of better terms. Well, look how that turned out. Now you've got a guy over there who is basically thumbing his nose at the West and, you know, saying that one of his neighboring countries, i.e. Israel, doesn't have the right to exist. And on the other hand, you know, you have to admit, Ahmadinejad is pretty aggressively against, you know, the Western powers. And I would hate to see that happen in Egypt because.
Yes. Especially, you know, you had the 7-day war with Egypt. You had all the different issues. And Egypt is been a very good buffer for the Mideast, where they've been able to work with the Israelis, work with the Americans, and sort of work things out where they can go in and talk to these people where, you know, us from the West couldn't do that. And if you put somebody in power that might be similar to what's happening in Iran, I don't know. It's a scary situation. It's very fluid. I mean, we're assuming the worst, and it could change, and we could have the right person in there. But,
yeah,
you know, history hasn't been on the right side.
Well, so far, the things that have happened in the Middle East haven't necessarily been positive for a peaceful world, for lack of better terms. Got a couple of minutes here. I mean, the obvious segue here is, what impact do you think all of this is going to have on the price of gold?
It's got to go up. I mean, I'm looking at gold today. It's up. I've been amazed that it hasn't been higher over the last 7 days. I know last Friday, when it sort of really, this became a big issue for the world, I mean, gold was up hard. It's got to go higher. But it's been interesting. People have also gone to the U.S. dollar, which has intrigued me on this. But gold in January had a tough month that it probably needed to slow down, per se. And it looks like as this really rockets and rolls, and if there's any real big issues and it continues to go, gold's got to go higher, in my opinion.
I would agree 100%, and I want to throw in one other wild card, and this has nothing to do with what we have been talking about regarding the Middle East. I think the Middle East, I think, is a major catalyst. I'm going to chat with Brian London about this in the next segment. We'll see what Brian has to say. But I'll tell you one thing that is, I think people need to be aware of when they look at the supply side and the demand side, you know, of the equation for precious metals. Year of the rabbit in China right now. You know, in the past, people gave gifts consisting of red envelopes filled with paper currency.
Right.
Guess what the hottest selling item is in China right now? Gold. Rabbit.
Well, that's good for our business. That's good. I did not know that, but that's very good. It kind of makes sense. It kind of goes with the China theme, with where what they bought in gold over the last couple of years, you know, and they're using it. I mean, gold is a currency now.
Gold is a currency. You know, it is very, very interesting that China, being the largest gold producer in the world, it continues to import gold because the demand for the metal is so darn high over there. I just find that to be absolutely amazing. Mr. Gray, always a pleasure chatting with you. You guys stick around. I'm going to be right back with Brian London from the Jefferson Companies, and we're going to wrap up the discussion on what's going on in the Middle East. Rob, thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks, Al.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, here to wrap up the show. I'm chatting right now with Brian London. Brian is an old friend. He runs the New Orleans Gold Show, Jefferson Companies. He is a guy who's been in the business probably longer than I have, and I've got nothing but respect for Brian's expertise. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Just great, Al. Just great.
I have an interesting situation right now. We're recording this on Thursday, and as we're recording, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down, NASDAQ is down, the Nikkei is down, the New York Stock Exchange Index is down. However, the Toronto Stock Exchange Index is up, as is the TSX Venture Exchange Index. Now, I have maintained for quite some time now that I think that there the parallels between the resource stock market as you know, exemplified by the TSX and the TSXV, I thought we're going to break away from the conventional stock markets. I still feel that way, but I know that you feel differently, and I'd like you to explain to listeners your feelings and why you feel that way.
It really depends to a large degree on your time frame, and who knows you know, what's going to happen tomorrow, and we can only conjecture as far as that goes. But if you look at over the last year or so, you look at the charts of the Toronto Venture Exchange and the Dow, and they're almost identical. And I think that's a reflection of what this grand global monetary reflation is doing. It's raising asset prices across the board, not just commodities, not just the metals, but also assets in terms of equity prices. It's a direct outgrowth of QE1, QE2, and QE whatever we end up with.
Yeah.
It's also a function of economic growth in China and Asia. That's really what's powering the global economy right now. And it's all due to the fact that there's just so much fiat currency, so much new money that's been created, just sloshing around the world's markets right now.
Brian, I agree with you on that point 100%. I guess maybe we might be saying the same thing, but let's examine that because I'm not really sure. But my thoughts are that with all the QEs, as you call them, going on, the value, the real value of the various currencies around the world, specifically, you know, and I focus on the U.S. dollar, the real value really is diminishing simply because you're getting more and more and more supply out there. My thought has always been that when you look at commodities, well, both precious metals and base metals, that the companies in that sector, whether they're in the exploration stage or development stage or what have you, the production stage, the companies in that sector would probably do a lot better than, let's say, financial stocks, you know, bank stocks in the United States, or, you know, perhaps some of the industrials. I mean, we've had certainly the automotive industry in the United States has taken a real beating. It's coming back now, but it took a huge beating for many, many years. Whereas, in my opinion, the beating that some of those sectors took, or the stocks in those sectors took, really was not paralleled by what was going on in the resource stock market. I mean, you think I'm nuts?
No. I think what you're doing, too, is looking forward a bit, and you're looking forward and seeing what's going to happen as this monetary inflation starts getting translated into price inflation. You know, will some of the industrial companies be unable to pass along commodity? Well, you know, with wage pressures impacting, with crude material prices rising so highly, will they have the pricing power to keep pace? And keep earnings up. So I think there will be some impact down the road. I think also in gold there's going to be a real impact or a danger zone of facing this just ahead as we start to get the first signs of price inflation resulting from this monetary inflation. You know, people are going to look at that and say, well, the Fed's got to clamp down on this loose monetary policy. They've got to raise rates. And, you know, higher interest rates are anathema to gold, at least in the mainstream point of view. And that will tend to wipe out the speculative longs out of the market as soon as we start to see interest rates start to creep up.
You're talking about the speculative longs in the gold market, for example.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you are cautious that in terms of the long-term outlook for precious metals, you're somewhat cautious at this point, right?
Well, I would say intermediate term, I'm cautious. You know, right now, I think we're in an interesting point, and I put this out in an alert yesterday, interestingly, kind of forecasting that gold was going to have a nice pop sometime in the near future. I didn't realize it would be hours into the near future.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason being is that the gold market right now is like a pile of really dry tinder, and it's just looking for a spark. Fundamentally, I don't see what that spark could be. I kind of poo-pooed the whole Egyptian crisis issue because these geopolitical events are very short-lived, and it's hard to play those from an investor standpoint, at least a retail investor standpoint. In fact, that may have been what kind of sparked the rally today. But this drop from, say, the 1420 area to around the 1320, 1325 area recently wiped out much of the speculative longs. It actually prompted some speculators to go short. But interestingly, the large commercials in the market, the really big traders, the smart traders, the people who actually have underlying positions in the metals and are hedging them to some degree, these people, these traders actually started rolling back their shorts. They were seeing that there wasn't that much more downside. And in fact, what I sensed in the market is that there weren't a whole lot of sellers left. And when you run out of sellers, then, you know, there's only one other way to go.
So you're looking then, I would have to say, in the mid to short term. Well, in the short term anyway, you're looking for this price appreciation in the gold market at least to continue. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. I think this may turn out to be one of the real textbook years in the market as far as seasonality and the way the price kind of carves out a trend line over the year. We're probably going to have a nice rally this spring. It's probably going to be another one of those sell in May and go away types of markets. Get back in early August, late July even, ride it into the fall and regroup. I think the market is going to have to adjust to a change in sentiment as we start seeing the first signs of retail price inflation.
I think that's a really good point. You know, I want to go back to something that you said. We've got about 3 minutes left here. I want to go back to something that you said, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes ago, but you were talking about the impact that geopolitical situations have. And you and I have different views on that. And I'm not saying you're wrong or right. I'm just saying that, you know, I look at geopolitical reasons as having perhaps a larger impact, you know, and I would point, for example, to the situation in mainland China and the positive impact that that's having and has had for quite some time on precious metals. But looking at the Middle East just for a second, the potential, I believe, now I'm certainly no expert on the Middle East, but, you know, I do read more than the average man on the street, for lack of better terms. And what I'm sensing may happen over there, which is in total contradiction to what I said in my daily editorial yesterday, but what I'm sensing may happen over there is Israel may be right, and you know, when they say that, you know, if things could very easily go in such a direction in Egypt, that it could turn into another, you know, Iran-type state If that happens, wow, I got to tell you, I think there are some long-term implications there that are terrifying and that would be positive for the price of metals. It sure as hell wouldn't be positive for the people living in Israel, that's for sure. But I don't know, you think I'm nuts on that one?
No, I think that's certainly a valid argument can be made for that, and I think it would be positive for gold, but from an emotional and sentiment standpoint, you know, there won't be an underlying fundamental factor to drive a long-term bull market in gold, which I feel is always has to be rooted in a monetary argument if you're talking about a really longer-term bull market. But short-term, I think that would add to the geopolitical pressures and would be positive for gold. I don't know that has a great possibility of happening, though, because unlike Iran, Egypt is a bit more westernized. It's so dependent upon tourist income, and it would really have to just make a decision to go back to the dark ages.
I hope you're right. I mean, you're more of a world traveler than I am. I really, really hope that you're right. Talk a little bit about Jefferson Companies.
Well, we host the New Orleans Investment Conference, which is the oldest and grandest retail investment conference investment conference for individual investors in existence. It actually started the gold conference movement back in the early 1970s. We also publish Gold Newsletter, which is the newsletter that it also stands as the oldest precious metals advisory out there. Kind of started the whole movement in 1971 and was founded by Jim Blanchard, who was one of the great gold bugs of our time. NewOrleansConference.com and GoldNewsletter.com.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.